Hey guys, welcome back to Hot Pizza Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Darling Taralva, and I'm having some issues with my editing equipment, so I'm not able to put in my intro and outro music. But you know what? That's okay. I feel like it's time to have an emergency episode, so this will be probably the only one edited in this way. As you guys know, during this week, there's been a lot of drama going on with the Kardashians because there was this photo that was allegedly accidentally uploaded by Khloe's assistant. And the photo is her in a bikini. The lighting is not great. It's not a great photo, but she does not look bad. Like, really at all. She just has no makeup on. It just looks like a cute photo that a friend might take of you. And this photo went up and it caused a whole internet uproar. And really, it started with the Kardashians themselves because they decided to put their legal resources and efforts into taking this photo down. This is ridiculous. Like, they all know you can't put the genie back in the bottle. The photo's out there. Why would you perpetuate shame like that and throw your legal efforts, your legal team's time into sending cease and desist notices or whatever, or trying to talk to Instagram, like, to get this photo removed? It's shameful. And what I say, when I say shameful, I mean it is full of shame. I feel bad for Khloe. I have a lot of empathy for her. I think that media has not been kind to her. I think during all the years of the public spotlight that they've had, she has been treated very cruelly and she has been bullied and traumatized for sure. And she's been called the fat and ugly sister, which is awful. That's awful for anybody. So I can empathize with her. I understand that having a photo that she views as unflattering posted accidentally, you know, was never intended to go up that way. And she released a statement saying, you know, I own my image, which is true. I'm able to decide, you know, what images go up on my social media and how they look, which is also true. I agree with you, Khloe. But the fact that they are handling this in a legal way, to me, suggests that there is so much shame around having that photo up that it is now part of the problem. I've always said that I believe that the influencers themselves are part of the victims of this whole culture that we have and the toxic body standards that we have and the ways that we measure women or think that women are beautiful and what's attractive and what's not. It's all toxic. It's a society problem, not an individual person problem. But when you have a platform like this, when you have the followers you have, and also when you are the founder, I believe she's a founder or co-CEO of Good American, which is a company that promotes inclusive sizing and creates products and jeans for curvier people. Like, Khloe, honey, you are in a position to be the dissenting voice of the family. Instead of sicking your lawyers on whoever is picking up this photo, why not treat it with acceptance and love and say, hey, I'm a victim here. Like, I'm a victim of society. I don't want this photo up. But its existence does not make me any less of a person, any less successful, any less beautiful. Shame is such a powerful weapon. It's a tool. It is a tool used by the patriarchy, by misogynistic cultures and people, and honestly, like, by white supremacy. Think about it. Anyone that's experienced shame, any group of people that have experienced shame, it's been very, very powerful in making them feel less, whether or not they're choosing it, because it's getting in the minds of other people. Culturally, they feel less than. If you think about, you know, I mean, let's think about like sexual preference. Let's talk about sexual activity. Women who are sexually free are called like sluts and witches over history. People who are gay are called like they're made fun of. We have like slurs for them. And then we wonder why like marginalized groups of people have a higher rate of suicide. This is a serious problem. Shame is a serious problem. And the way that they're handling this is part of the shame. It's like saying, it sends a message. It sends a message, and the message is, I am so ashamed of this photo existing that I need a lawyer to help me take this down. What? Why? There are far more shameful things that that family has had to deal with over the course of them being in the public eye. This photo is not one of them. It's okay. It's okay to have unedited photos. And I understand everyone wants an Instagram look. Everyone has a feed. We've all been the person in a group photo where we looked the worst out of everyone there. And that was the photo that got posted because everyone else looked cute. I've seen girls get in huge fights about things like this. I understand that kind of stuff. I've also been on the other side of it, where I was in a photo with two people and someone edited the photo and my image to the point where I also felt insecure because I was like, why are you editing my chin? Is there something wrong with my chin? And that gets in your head too. This gets in your head as well. So this is a big problem. It really is. And we need to do a cease and desist on shame. That photo is not something to be ashamed of. It's just a photo. It's just an unedited photo. That is not shameful. She could have addressed it and just said, yeah, I don't like that photo of me. But guess what? I have nothing to prove to you trolls. And I'm a normal human, just like everybody else, without my glam squad. In that photo, she looked exactly what I would look like if I went to a beach or a pool with a friend and I sweated off my makeup and they took an iPhone picture of me in bad lighting. Like, that's exactly how I would look. She looks fine. And then there's something I want to say, but I don't know if it's true, but someone sent it to me and it was taken down, which makes me believe they got a cease and desist. Someone sent me a screenshot of the live that Chloe did to talk about this and to prove that she's hot and this is her real body, which is how she chose to handle this instead. And the video was face-tuned as she was doing it. So now that's going around too, which is really just also so inauthentic and absolutely playing into the shame of this all. Like, even in your addressing the haters video, you feel the need to facetune. It's just disappointing. That being said, I don't know if that's true or not. Let's hope that it's not. So I'm starting a new hashtag, a movement, cease and desist on shame. Let's stop the shame. It really is disappointing, I think, the way that they're handling this. And I say this like I would say I'm a fan of Chloe. I think Chloe is, to me, the most interesting of her sisters. I think that she is funny. She comes off as more relatable. I do like her brand. I think her brand is doing good things in this world. And I think that Chloe really does have an opportunity to step outside of that bubble that she's in, especially in a situation like this, you know, and say, hey, I understand my family has been part of a problem. Like, my family has perpetuated like images of women that are unrealistic beauty standards. You know, we've sold products to make people feel like they have a problem that needs to be solved with their body. And I am no longer interested in being that. I want to create good in this world. Not saying that they don't create good, but I'm just saying that she has the ability to come at this with a very different perspective and some realness to it. And I think she could really, I think she has the opportunity to be more successful than and have a bigger cultural impact, especially in this category, than her sisters do. So it's just kind of disappointing that, you know, that with the statement that comes out, with the way that she's handling it, she's crying body positivity, but it's the actions speak louder than the words. The actions don't reflect body positivity. They don't reflect positive anything. They reflect shame. I'm ashamed. My body is not okay. This unedited image is not okay. Me with no makeup, it's not okay. And my honest wish is that I wish healing for Chloe. I hope that clearly she's been traumatized. I wish that I could just give people a pill or something or a filter where they could unsee all the unrealistic stuff, or we could just see through the bullshit and realize we need to address this on a shame level. Body shaming isn't just making fun of people for their bodies. It's not just acceptance. It's also being okay. It's incorporating your shadow, which I've talked about a lot too on this podcast. It's incorporating the things that you think are unlovable about you. And for Chloe, like, maybe it's not being like a teeny tiny person. And but she, I don't know, I just think she should own it. I think she's beautiful. And there are so many healthier ways to address something like this. So that's what I wanted to leave you guys with, because a lot of people have been asking about my thoughts on this. And I think we need to just stop with the shame. Shame is very powerful. Shame has been weaponized, and it's worked. So let's all think about where our responsibility lies. And we all do have responsibility in this. Like, there's no person we can point a finger to and say, you fix it. You're the problem. No, we're all the problem. So we all need to look at ourselves. We all need to examine our shame. Resolve it within you, and it gets resolved within the world. Thank you for tuning in to this emergency episode of Hot Pizza Ass Podcast. I am your host, Erin Darling Tralva, and Chloe, I hope that your healing starts today.